175 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, my offense looked spectacular when I beat that Marine yesterday. You know, it was just phenomenal. You know, it's like three motherfuckers in 5 days. You know, the Muay Thai champion was obviously the best opponent. And then that Bellator dude, you know, I just called. They said his name is Jared. He told me he's Bellator. He said he was 12-0. And the thing is this. Okay, Bellator. Like, what don't you haters get? Like, what is seriously wrong with you sick people? How many times do I have to explain that all this bullshit on television, Bellator, UFC, fucking HBO, it's fake. F-A-K-E. Fake. There's no bragging rights in being in Bellator. I'm happy that I beat his ass, not because he was in Bellator. I'm happy because I beat his ass. Because moral victory, from a moral standpoint. You know what I mean? Because I exposed him that I said those guys are shitty fighters. I got in a cage with him and I fucked him up. That's why I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? Not because he was a fucking Bellator, UFC, TV clown. I told you, those guys suck. A question, why are my easiest wins against TV fighters? That EFC guy, man, I fucking crushed this fucking dude, man. The guy that grabbed me and I hit him on the side of the head. Yeah, some shots are in the back of the head, but most are on the side. Jules Wallet, fucking boxing clinic. I literally made him look like a punching bag. Derek the Giant, punching bag. Jab, 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 jab. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these Derek was on Boxrec. All these motherfuckers, Boxrec, TV, they're fucking garbage. Derek the Giant's not garbage. Fine, he's average. But I'm saying most of them are garbage. And that U.S. Marine that I beat, you fucking retards, man. So what if he was not a boxer, but he was a Marine? Have you ever heard, like, people always, like, I've heard it a lot, you know, people saying, oh, who would win a fight, a boxer or a Marine? Whether they meant street fight or not, it doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying? I asked him, you've been in street fights before, right? He's like, yeah. He's like, you want some? He's like, yeah, I want some and I lost some. Look, the guy knew how to throw hands. He may not have, he didn't have the agility of that Muay Thai champion. He didn't even have the skill of that Muay Thai champion. That Muay Thai champion would beat that Marine. Yeah, he would. But I'm saying that Marine was a big motherfucker. He has a puncher's chance. Maybe not against me. But if you put him in against any clown from HBO or Showtime, you know, any of those fake fighters, I guarantee you, if he lands a bomb on them, he'll put them to sleep. Even though even though yesterday was his pro boxing debut. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and this fucking delusional fucking Breezeback, this guy's like, how does this victory change your life? What the fuck? Wait a minute, when I was fucking Daria in Ukraine, you were talking the same shit. You were insulting my wife. I was texting with her yesterday. No, we were not, you know. She wants me back, but I told her, nah, I'm good, you know. I'm talking to other girls, and she got so jealous. I sent her a picture of this other girl. She was like, oh, my God, what the fuck? She's like, I got your name tatted, and now you're already, like, moving on so fast. And I'm like, hey, listen, you know, you should not have, you started all that drama, baby. I'm like, you fucked it all up, you know what I'm saying? Like, I told her, I'm like, Daria, if I didn't want to have, like, if I didn't love you, why the fuck did I go to a completely different country, marry you, have a wedding with you, move in with you, you know, have sex with you every single day when I could have done all of that with a different girl? But I literally chose you. Yeah, we both chose each other. You know what I'm saying? She could have went with another guy, but she chose me. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, every girl is, I mean, look, nobody's perfect. You know, I'm sure that my next wife, if I don't get back with Daria, that my next wife is also going to have her, you know, days where she's on her period and she's going to bitch and moan and nag and all that bullshit. I know, trust me. But with Daria, it was just too extreme. You know what I'm saying? It was too extreme. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know, and the incredible thing about all these wins are is that I'm going through a divorce. and I'm still winning fights. That Muay Thai champion, I mean, he's an asshole. Me and him almost got into a street fight. That's why, you know, the video where I beat him, it's on YouTube. Okay, the whole video is this. I didn't land, actually. I landed the first punch of the fight, but I'm saying the last punch, I threw at him, and then he blocked it, and then he takes his gloves off. I take my gloves off. We're arguing for, like, 15 minutes, just arguing and arguing and arguing, and then we just, like, both of us, you know, this is it. We're about a street fight right in the middle of the gym. Like, we just both didn't give a fuck. We're about to throw down, you know what I'm saying? Two world-class fighters, you know, I'm the greatest of all time. You know, he's a Muay Thai champion. That motherfucker was moving like a ninja. You delusional haters can't say, oh, but this Marine, he was slow. He was not a boxer. You can't say that because that Muay Thai fucking champion, that motherfucker was fast as fuck. And I still hit him. I still managed to hit him. That guy would fucking cave Mayweather Jr.'s face in. That guy would beat Gilles Zavala's ass. Come on, that guy was way faster than Gilles Zavala. Gilles Zavala wouldn't even touch him, man. That guy would knock Deontay Wilder the fuck out. Deontay Wilder was way too wide open. I saw fucking Eric Molina nearly put Wilder to sleep. Eric Molina does not belong in a boxing ring. He's horrible. That Muay Thai champion, I beat his ass. I repeat, I beat his ass. I'm the GOAT. I'm the greatest fighter that ever lived. But if he was to fight somebody else, he was undefeated. I gave him his first loss. That's what I'm saying. He was beating everybody's ass, but then he lost to me. To me. You put that U.S. Marine. That motherfucker was big. Yeah, okay, fine. It was his first boxing match. But he was in the Marines for 8 fucking years. You're going to tell me? You're going to tell me that that's not a credible win? So what if he wasn't a boxer? Why does somebody have to be a boxer to be a good fighter? You fucking retards. Always trying to discredit. Every time I score a great victory, you always try to discredit so I could feel bad. So you can make yourselves feel good. Because I just accomplished something and you didn't accomplish shit. That's the entire explanation. I got a beautiful wife. Oh, she's a mail order bride. Oh, how much did you pay her? Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, how retarded are you? How jealous are you? Where's your wife? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter whether I get divorced with her or not. It doesn't matter. I still married her. You know what I'm saying? I held her in my arms while she was fully naked from head to toe in bed. I fucked her. You know what I'm saying? I penetrated her pussy. Daria, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Did you haters do that with her? Fuck no. She wouldn't even, like, regardless, drama queen or not, she wouldn't go with you fucking clowns. She got my name tatted. I literally own her. You know what I mean? No matter what, she got my name tatted. She took my last name. She put her last name is Zelenoff, just like mine. We have the same last name. She got my name tatted. Yeah, but she's begging me back, and I'm telling her no. Because I want to fuck her again, but I don't want to put up with her bullshit. You know what I'm saying? The whole Frank was saying, beat up the pussy. Yeah, okay, but I can't fuck her literally 24/7. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be times where I have to pull out, and then we're going to go to the store and buy groceries, and you know what I'm saying? And that's when she starts being a bitch. And I just can't. I can't deal with it, man. She improved, like, her attitude improved, but, me and her had an agreement yesterday. She said, stop talking shit about me online. I said, whatever, so. But yeah, man, I crushed that Marine, man. Listen, those hooks are much harder and faster than anything what you delusional haters want to call, what's this, Prime Mike Tyson. Yeah, those, you delusional haters have been destroyed. Those hooks that I beat that Marine down with, those hooks were a lot faster, a lot sharper, a lot harder than anything an 80s Mike Tyson threw. I'm talking about the Mike Tyson that was trained by Custom Motto. I would knock out that version of Mike Tyson if I went off on him like that. Oh, fuck yeah, I would. Listen, man. If Buster Douglas could do it, Charlie Zelenoff could do it. Charlie Zelenoff is the best. 175 wins, 0 losses, man. listen, beating fucking top level competition, Muay Thai champion, Bellator. Okay, Bellator is not top level competition. Those are TV paid professional actors, but still, still a fighter. You know, not a great fighter, but still a fighter. And then a U.S. Marine, and it's like the whole year. Marines, I beat a Navy SEAL, kickboxers, I beat Krav Maga. The whole year, you know. Yesterday was the victory versus the Marine. It's my 70th win of the year, man. It was December 1st today. See, November 30th, I finished the month with. That was actually my 9th victory of the month. Wow, man, that's amazing. It's like November's like my month, man. It's like November I beat Derek the Giant, 2012. And let's see, November. I punked Chuck Liddell, I believe it was December, yeah. It was like late November, early December. It was like around that time. I punked Chuck Liddell. Yeah, it was like early December. And knocked out Hoodlum. But, yeah, I mean, that was a great victory against the Marine. That was spectacular, you know what I'm saying? And he actually, like, when I hit him with that first left hook, man, that was phenomenal. I'm turning that shit on right now. That first left hook was sublime. He blocked one of my jabs, you know what I'm saying? The dude, you know. And I asked him, you won street fights before. He said, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. The guy, okay, any Marine is a fighter. Okay, if you join the U.S. Army, you know, yeah, if you go infantry, fine. But still, you know, Special Forces, the Army, yeah. But in the Army, they got pussy desk jobs. In the Marines, they don't have pussy desk jobs. Marines are frontliners. You understand? Marines are basically Special Forces. All Marines. You know what I mean? They're trained to kill, not just with fucking machine guns or handguns or grenades or knives. They're trained to kill with their hands, not just on the ground, stand up and the ground, both. All right? I beat 13 Marines. You haters, you people sit in your basement and you don't get out of that basement. All right? You get SSI checks. You people, I don't know who you live with, by yourselves, whatever. People get SSI checks, disability checks, mental disability checks, whatever the fuck you get. You haters have no life, no wins, no girlfriends, no wives, no nothing. Nothing. You people have nothing. And I got it all. Okay? And because you're so jealous, you want to discredit my great victories, it makes you feel better. Like I don't get it. You know what I mean? That Marine lost to the greatest of all time. Another thing, listen to this. He asked me, are we going to go super hard? What did I tell him? You can go as hard as you want. Listen. Told him, you can go as hard as you want. And you fucking delusional clowns always used to say, oh, white sparring, oh, you ask him to spar. I told the guy, I told the Marine, you can go as hard as you want. That's it. Exposed. That's what I said. If I knocked out a fucking elephant, you fucking sick cunts with talk shit. And this delusional breeze back. Wait, you said Angelina Ivey looks better than my wife, Daria? Ex-wife, whatever. She's still my wife on paper. You said that Angelina Ivey looks better than Daria? No, she doesn't. Listen, Angelina Ivey has those fucking balloon-sized, fucking basketball-sized tits. Okay, yeah, they look very nice. But, you know, my wife can get those too. Any girl can pump her tits like that. It's called surgery. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When Quade got her implants, her tits done. I was there. You know what I mean? I didn't pay for it. She paid for it, obviously. But you know, so I mean, no. Angelina Ivey doesn't. I mean, they're both hot, but no, my wife looks better. Like the face and everything. Like, yeah, my wife looks better. look, Angelina Ivey wasted my time. She, you know, flirted with me on the internet. You know, it wasn't just a few messages. We talked for a while on and off, and hey, you know, I don't want to insult the girl. She's you know, deserves a lot of more credit than Kim Kardashian. I mean, Kim Kardashian, I don't want to insult her, but, you know, when I read the article that she's feeding Kanye West at the hospital, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, fuck that. After I read that, I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm not sure. You know, listen, if Kim Kardashian wants a taste of the champ, it's her turn. She's called at a restaurant and be like, I want to meet Charlie Z. Okay? Daria calls me and says, baby, I still love you. Come back. You see what I'm saying? The girl has to want it. I don't want to, you know, fucking, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to, like, look bad. Like, oh my God, Kim, come on, let's go out. No. I'm sorry. Those days are over. No, not going to happen. If she wants to go out, she has to let me know. You know what I'm saying? I asked her out thousands of times before. But, it's tough, man. It's tough to get over a girl that you've been married to for 2 years. And, you know, I know some people have been married for 22 years, and, you know, but it's not, you know, about the time, you know. Like, sometimes, like a lot of marriages, like, you know, people just, like, I don't know, like a lot of these, you know, I'm a celebrity, Daria's, you know, well, I mean, any girl that's married, Daria's a supermodel, you know, I mean, any girl that's married to the greatest of all time is, you know, automatically becomes a public icon, but, you know, okay, Daria, she's not as famous as Kim Kardashian, but, you know, she looks better than her, in my opinion, and she looks better than Angelina Ivey. But it's just her attitude that's keeping us apart, and her drinking. And you know, I told her. She says she stopped, but you know, I can't. I don't trust her, man. No, I trust that she loves me, but I don't trust her in other terms. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to move to Europe, man. I wasn't even supposed to be back in. I mean, yeah, I would come back to the States eventually. Like, I was supposed to come back in 2018. I came back earlier, you know what I mean? Because she fucked everything up, man. I'm talking to other girls, man. I'm trying to, you know, figure out, you know. Look, if it doesn't work out with other girls, I'm going to go back to Daria. And give it one last shot with her. One, like, literally fucking, like, you know, when the Chicago Bulls won their 6th NBA championship? They made the championship video, the Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. They said the last dance. Yeah, that would be, if there's a fourth time that I go back to Ukraine for Daria, that would be the fourth. Well, I mean, no, maybe it would work out this time. I doubt it, but I'm saying that would be the last time. Like, if she fucks up a fourth time, I think it's done already. I think that's it. That's it. Like, it's done. It's finished. But if she fucks up a fourth time, then, yeah, then I'll like, literally, like, I'll forget that she exists, you know what I mean? But, yeah, this right here, this left hook I hit him with. Are you gonna call out, haters, listen. Wait, U.S. Marine. Bam. Woo! Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Floyd Mayweather, man, he needs to... Oh, damn, man, I fucked this shit up. The Marine said, I'm going to get mad. Motherfucker, you were getting punched in the face over and over. Why didn't you get mad right there, man? That was the perfect time to get mad. You should have got mad right there, man. I'm going to get mad. You got a mad beatdown, son. What the fuck? This was my favorite punch of the fight. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I think because it was so crisp, man. God damn, I'm fast, man. Holy fuck. Look at that shit, man. That shit was so fast. Oh. Yeah, in a street fight, this Marine would literally kill any paid professional actor. I told you. Okay, yeah, I called the UFC gym. I asked what's the Bellator's name. They said Jared, but I'm like, what's the last name? They said the guy didn't know. He said, call later. He's like, the owner will tell you, whatever. He told me he was 12-0 for Bellator, but yeah, he was some fucking UFC clown, some fucking TV fighter. I don't know. I beat the shit out of him, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he may have done a little better than the Marine, but he still got his ass beat. Just those same shots I landed on the Marine, I landed on that fucking Bellator dude. So I'm trying to tell you, man, it's like these TV fighters, you know, Jenna was saying, well, it's not about the competition, it's about the headlines. Okay, well, listen, Conor McGregor would be in the hospital, if not the morgue, if I hit him with my best shots. With 8-ounce gloves? Are you serious? I knocked Deontay Wilder out. TKO Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder, you know, I beat better fighters. The Muay Thai champion would kill Deontay Wilder. The Sambo Russian would fuck up Deontay Wilder. Derek DeJohn would possibly beat Deontay Wilder. Jules Wall would definitely beat Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder is barely, I don't even know if he's top 5 anymore. He's top 10 pound for pound, yeah, but I don't even know if maybe he's like number 5. But Deontay Wilder would obviously fucking kill Conor McGregor. And I killed Deontay Wilder in the ring. In the ring, I rushed him and just like, boom, you couldn't even see the motherfucker anymore, man. The motherfucker was like, okay, think about it. He's 6'7", 230 pounds. And I have so much power, and it was not even my best shot. And I hit him, and he flew out of sight. So can you imagine if that same punch that knocked Deontay Wilder across the ring, can you imagine if that same punch hit Conor McGregor? Well, Conor McGregor would be in the hospital, man. He'd be drinking through a straw. I could possibly even kill Conor McGregor in the ring. Headline-wise, what the fuck? Come on, man. Look, I'm the champ. I don't need to chase anybody. I'm the champ. You want a title shot at the champ in the UBF? Fuck that. What license is all? These guys are professional actors, man. What license, man? Wilder beat some obese fat bum. Dustin Nichols, remember the 400 pound guy that could barely, he couldn't even move his fucking arms. He was some sick obese man. Well, guess what? That guy has a license. Dude, what licenses? There's no licenses. These box rec guys are fucking, these box rec people are delusional. What licenses? WWE, they all have licenses. Come on, but it's still WWE, though. It's still fake. Those are not licenses for what? Paid professional actor licenses? If Conor McGregor really wants to get knocked out cold, we can meet at a gym. We can meet at the cage, UFC gym, any UFC gym. Any cage boxing rules, yeah, let's do it anytime. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, this whole license, man. The UBF is a trademark. If I beat Conor McGregor under Box Rec, then, you know, it's not going to count on my UBF record. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it'll be a win, but it'll be a win under, you know, no, man, no. Box Rec is fraudulent, man. There's no way. He needs to step in the lion's den, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how they say lion, king of the jungle? I'm actually a Leo, by the way. My horoscope sign. I'm a Leo. Yeah, well, I'm the king of boxing. I'm the king of fighting, period. I beat MMA fighters like Jules Wall, for example. You know, I beat MMA fighters that would, you know, break Conor McGregor's neck. You know, I don't care. Check this out. James Toney. I called up James Toney. James Toney, I mean, Jenna was talking about trash talking. James Toney, horrible fighter. Slow, old, garbage. I would kill James Toney with one punch. James Toney's a better trash talker than Conor McGregor. Me and James Toney, I think that fight makes a lot more sense than me and Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor's too small. I would literally kill that guy. I would kill James Toney too, but I'm saying at least he's a heavyweight. It would look better because he's a heavyweight. I'd much rather fight James Toney. You know what I'm saying? But McJoker, I mean, hey, if he says, yeah, I'll fight Charlie Zelenoff, if he says something about me, oh, yeah, it's on then. That's it. The champ backs down from nobody. But, you know, like I said, UFC gym, any gym, and 24-hour fitness, LA Fitness, whatever, any gym. The gym might be Jill's Vault, any gym. You know what I'm saying? She was talking about he doesn't want to be filmed. Who's going to ask him? Who's seriously going to ask him? I'll bring fucking 10 people with me, and they're going to point cameras at him. They're going to fucking lock the fucking door so he won't escape. And do you really think we're going to be civil with this fucking paid professional actor, man? Do you people understand how much hatred me and my homies have for these fake motherfuckers that try to make a mockery out of boxing and combat in general? Do you think anybody's going to ask him, oh, Conor, do you want to box Charlie Zelenoff here in this gym? Do you want it to be on video? Nobody's going to ask him anything. As soon as the cameras go on him, that's it. As soon as the lights go on, his lights, that's it. It's lights out. As soon as the lights go on, his lights go out. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Ring, no ring, doesn't fucking matter. In the underground, the ring just looks better in the ring. But notice a lot of my wins are out of the ring. Therefore, there's no rule that a fight must take place in a ring. There's no rule like that. Here are the rules. If you have gloves on, you must fight under boxing rules. If you have no gloves, then it's anything goes. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that. Yeah, it's like these people are fucking retarded, man. It's like, I swear to God. They're like, oh, go to, like when I was in Ukraine, fucking Daria, you know, my wife Daria, go to a boxing gym. Go to an actual boxing gym with a ring. I go to a boxing gym, and I embarrass a sambo fighter, you know, who was actually, he actually started boxing. He did 7 years sambo. He's the sambo master that I've, for, And I beat the fuck out of this guy. I just like, no, I hit him with a hard left hook, but then I held back. I just, you know, made him look bad. And I beat this guy's ass all over the ring. And they're still talking shit. You know what I'm saying? This fucking Muay Thai champion, this motherfucker was moving like a fucking ninja. Literally, he was so hard to hit. Like, I mean, I think the motherfucker was better than Southpaw Bill. Southpaw Sill, I mean, I'd say Southpaw Sill had more power. Well, I mean, this guy didn't even hit me. He hit my gloves, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, Southpaw Sill had more power. But this Muay Thai dude that moved like a ninja, he was harder to hit. That's unbelievable. I thought Southpaw Sill was harder to hit. This motherfucker, and I still hit him. I still hit that motherfucker. And that U.S. Marine that I beat yesterday, that's a big motherfucker. That's a big motherfucker. When that one punch from that motherfucker, that guy would put Klitschko to sleep, I guarantee you. Klitschko, it's not Klitschko, it's Klitschko. If that guy threw a bomb at Klitschko's glass jaw, the Marine that I beat yesterday, Klitschko would get knocked out. Even, yes, yes, oh yes, even in a boxing match. If he connected, Klitschko would get knocked out, going overtime. Klitschko is a fucking joke. This motherfucker clinches and clinches and clinches. Throws his weak little jab, clinches. The guy couldn't even beat Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury has mental problems. He couldn't even beat a mentally ill fake boxer, Tyson Fury. I'm beating U.S. Marines. David Haye. Literally got some random dude, paid him to take a dive. I punched this Marine with bad intentions, man. I hurt this Marine, man. His beanie nearly covered his eyes when I was punching him. And you delusional son of a bitch just wanted to discredit my victory? over a U.S. Marine when on television. You know what I'm saying? They feature, they show commercials of Marines. Marines are practically mainstream. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's a Marine, but he's not a boxer. What the fuck? What's the middle? I mean, like, I don't know what to say. I mean, like, I did it all. 70 victories in 1 year? No more fights this year. That's it, man. I did it all, man. 70 wins in 1 year? I'm number one. I got nothing to prove. Dude, when I was 100, no, I could have retired. 75 more wins. I got nothing to prove. Right now, I got to figure out what I'm going to do with Daria, my wife, if I'm going to, you know, get back with her, if I'm going to file for the divorce. You know, I don't know. No, most likely it's done. You know, most likely. But I don't want to say, yeah, it's done, and then we're going to get back together. I don't know. I you know, if she got my name tatted, it's hard. You know, it's like, yo, Breeze Beck, retard. How many people acknowledge you for your fighting ability? Wait a minute, you have no fights. How many girls have your name tatted? Your real name, whatever it is. Your real actual name, your first and last, it doesn't have to be your last name, your first name. How many girls, as hot as, how many girls, period? Obviously, you don't get women as hot as Daria. How many girls have your name tatted? You're like, what, 50 years old? You're like the 50-year-old virgin, motherfucker. You don't have any girl. You don't have any fights. You don't have a wife. You yourself admitted that you're mental, okay? You say yourself your whole purpose is to annoy me. How can you annoy me if I disable the comments on the YouTube? Fucking retard. What does this victory do for your life? How does it change your life? You know, when I was, you know, fucking Daria, you know, you were saying the same shit. Yeah, what do I? Then you start insulting my fucking wife. I can insult her, but you can't. Yeah, I mean, a superb performance yesterday, man. Like, that's speed and power, man. I'm telling you, man. I go off on anybody like that, boxer, not a boxer, whatever, Marine, U.S. Marine, it doesn't matter. Nobody could take that kind of speed and power, man. Nobody. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucking Muay Thai champion, Bellator, they lost. They all lost. The U.S. Marine lost. See, it was, when you watch the fight, you could tell that dude wanted to hit me. But I was so fast, I was like, bam, bam, bam. And he's like, okay, that's it. Because I was so quick. He knew that he can't outbox me. He doesn't have a chance, but what can he do? He wanted to land, you know, throw a bomb, you know, like, he wanted to just catch me with a lucky shot, and still, even if he did, I would have knocked him the fuck out. You know, I would have just knocked him out cold. I did not get hit. Yeah, how many fighters on fake BO you see get in the fucking ring and beat motherfuckers without getting hit? I didn't even get touched. Left hook to the face, jab, and then three fucking hooks to the head. That's it. The way I finished him, it was phenomenal. Yeah, he was 205 pounds. Heavyweight U.S. Marine, 8 years in the Marines. He asked me, how hard are you going to, he's like, how hard are we going to go? I said, you can go as hard as you want. That's it. So now the sparring excuse, eliminated. Can't use it anymore. You haters are eliminated. People are done. Charlie Zelenoff is the best. The greatest of all time. Number one pound for pound. 175 wins, 0 losses, man. 143 knockouts. That speaks for itself. That speaks for it. That is the best record not only, no shit, it's the best boxing record. It's the best record in all of combat. In all of combat. When the Golden State Warriors won 24-0, when did they start the season last season? 24-0? People were making a big deal about it. 24 wins in a row. Well, I got 175 wins in a row in boxing. You know what I'm saying? In basketball, everybody's bound to lose eventually. Okay. But even in boxing, fighters, a lot of fighters have losses. Undefeated. Yeah, I've been cheap shotted before, but I never lost. I never lost. I never actually lost. And I never will lose. The next opponent, he's going to get his ass beat just like that U.S. Marine. Like, yeah, I'm telling you that right now. But that's going to be next year. Most likely next year, yeah. No, I'm very satisfied with the win. Who wouldn't be? I mean, fuck, to beat a Marine like that, to beat a Marine up like that, it doesn't matter if he was not a boxer. He's a Marine, man. I told you, they trained him combat, man. The motherfucker's been in street fights. He knows how to throw hands. You don't need to be a boxer to know how to throw hands. You know how many fucking street fighters would knock out these fucking HBO jokers on TV? No, I'm talking about in stand-up fights. You know how many street fighters that I beat? Guys like Teardrop? You know what Teardrop would do to fucking Klitschko? Or fucking, what's his name? Conor McGregor? Do you know what Teardrop? Teardrop is a fucking murderer. I beat a special ops soldier in Ukraine that killed 3 people at the fucking war versus Russia. These under-the-radar guys, these are the real contenders. These are the real pros, and I beat them all. I beat the mainstream jokers. I beat the real pros. I beat everybody. Yesterday, U.S. Marine. Everybody who I showed that video to, they were like, holy fuck, you beat a U.S. Marine? God damn. Nobody said, oh, but he's not a boxer. You know what I'm saying? Nobody said that bullshit. You delusional haters just want to discredit my victory because you fucking clowns have been exposed. That's it. Charlie Zonoff beats another U.S. Marine. Charlie Zonoff wins again. 175-0. Eat that humble pie, bitches.